a great joy to be here today and to share the word of God with you.
今日咧好開心咧，可以喺度咧同大家一齊，同埋同大家咧分享神嘅話語。
It's the first time I've been in this location because you were other place, and I'm so happy to be on a Sunday morning with brothers and sisters and to share what we have in common.
佢咧係阿偉牧師，今次係第一次咧喺個地方同我哋喺埋一齊嘅，佢好開心啊，可以同弟兄姊妹咧喺埋一齊。
And you know that since 12 years ago, I've been the mission secretary for MCCN, and I'm travel a lot, and every year to Hong Kong and China.
12年啦，阿偉牧師咧做咗呢、這個差傳嘅秘書，咁咧佢咧都每年咧都要去好多地方啊，去香港啊，去中國啊咁。
And every time in Hong Kong, we have chosen it so that we could join a Sunday morning service somewhere.
每次咧，佢嚟到香港咧，佢都分開兩隊人啦，可以咧去參與咧唔同嘅星期日嘅崇拜。
And I've been before to a little church, but so happy to be here today. And as I know that little church is a really missional-minded church, I'm really happy.
佢咧。好開心嚟到嚟到啦，但更加令我開心咧，就係咧嚟到堂咧係以一個咧以好看重差傳使命嘅教會。
I have travelled with your pastor into China and see what you have accomplished there too.
佢咧亦都同阿譚牧師咧一齊咧翻到去中國，睇下咧嚟到堂咧喺國內咧係做咗啲乜嘢。
But this morning I will share with you what.Has been written from Matthew 13.
今日咧會同大家分享咧馬太福音第十三章所講嘅嘢。
Sometimes in life we have to dig a bit deeper and see what is it that God tells us, want us to listen to.
所以有陣時喺生命裏面咧，我哋要咧挖得深啲，抄得深啲，去了解咧神咧究竟想我哋做乜嘢，想同我哋講乜嘢。
What are we created for?
我哋咧受造係為咗乜嘢咧？
Which conditions have God made for so it can grow in us, so the word of God can grow in us?
咁神預備咗乜嘢光景，可以讓咧神嘅話語喺我哋生命裡面茁壯咁樣去成長咧？
I think the best life to live is to be rooted in God's word.
我覺得咧最好嘅生命咧，就係咧一個咧以神話語為根基嘅生命。
So the goal and the conditions, everyday conditions, for those who believe in Jesus, is to be rooted in God's word.
所以咧一個咁嘅人咧，佢生命嘅目標，每一日嘅目標咧，就係要咧自己嘅生命咧係扎根喺神嘅話語裡面。
A small verse from Colossians say like this.
在哥羅西書有一句說話是這樣講的。
So then, just as you have received Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him.
當你接受了耶穌基督為主，你要繼續住在祂裡面。
Rooted and built up in Him.
扎根在祂裡面，在祂裡面去建造。
So to be rooted in Him, to be really deep rooted in Him, not loose, but really rooted in Him. That's the main goal of life here on earth.
深深咁樣扎根喺基督裏面，而唔係咧好草草嘅、好淺咁樣扎根喺裏面咧。这个呢就是我们在这个地上生命的目的。
But then we have to believe that all we need as spiritual food comes from Him.
我们要相信呢，我们所有在灵里面需要的食物呢，都会由主耶稣而来。
So to nourish our heart and soul, all we need is coming from Him.
要滋养我们的灵魂，滋养我们的心灵呢，所有都是从神而来。
If we think that we have to have something else too, then we are gambling with our spiritual life.
假如我哋以為有其他方法可以幫我哋嘅話咧，其實我哋係以我哋嘅屬靈生命作為一個賭注。
Because God have created all we need so we can grow spiritually and have our soul filled with what is necessary.
神已经为我们的灵魂、属灵、生命、生长所需的东西已经预备了，预备好了已经。
What we had read today in the passage in Matthew is that God has sowed his seed, his word, everywhere.
今天读到的经文呢，马太福音里面就说呢，神呢将他的种子呢撒到所有的地方，所有的地方。
That not all is growing up is another thing, but the seed is sowed everywhere.
有些不能够生长并不是重点，重点是神将他的种子撒在所有的地方。
Why isn't the word of God rooted everywhere then? That's not the fault of the word of God.
为什么神的话语不能够在所有地方扎根成长呢？这个并不是神话语的问题。
It's the fault of the conditions where the word is sowed.
而是呢被杀的地方那个环境所产生的问题。
The ability to grow the world is 100%. So it's no problem with the word of God.
神的话语呢能够100%咁生长，所以呢不能够生长并不是神话语的问题。
If you're buying a package of seed to sow in your garden, you can perhaps read that 90% or 70% or 80% is growing up, is coming to grow up, not 100%.
假如你有个花园，你买种子撒落去的话，你会发觉可能有70%，可能有80%，可能有90%会生长，长起来，但是不会是100%。
But when it comes to the word of God, 100% is the ability to grow up, 100% the word of God, there is no problem with that.
但是神话语的种子呢就跟我们在花园撒的种子不同了，它是能够100%，它本身有能力100%去成长的。
So the ability of the word of God will never fade away. There are no problem with that.
神话语的能力永远都不会消退。
When you buy a package of seed in a store, they can be outdated too.
当你买一包世上的种子回来，在可能盆栽店，它那个成长的能力会随着时间慢慢消逝，就会失去这种能力。
But the fantastic thing about the word of God is never outdated, never.
但是神的话语奇妙的地方就是它的能力永远都不会失去，永远都不会呢是随着时间而变得脱节。
It has been spoken, it has been read down thousands of years ago, but not outdated.
它呢被说出，被记低几千年以前，但是到现在都是没有是变得是落伍。
It's many people today, also some Christians, who are doubting about the word of God.
现在就算是有时候是一些基督徒都会怀疑神的话语。
Is it just old words?
是不是只是一些很旧很古老的说话呢？
Can I rely on it totally?
我可不可以全然地依靠它呢？
Oh, perhaps I can rely on some of it, but not all.
或者可能我依靠一部分，但是不是全部呢？
Where from come these questions?
我们经常都会有这些问题。
I don't think it comes from God or the Holy Spirit.
但这些问题呢，阿伟牧师不相信是来自神，或者是来自圣灵的。
But yes, we can have questions. That's no problem. But we have to come to God with our questions.
我们可以有问题，有问题本身不是问题，但我们要带着问题带到神面前。
So let's see on the passage again.
我们再看一次。
Where the seed landed.
看些种子去了哪里。
The first thing we read that some landed by the way, by the path.
有一些落在路旁。
I think side of the road, our path, That's something compared to our intelligent problem.
牧師覺得咧，路旁就係咧有啲同我哋嘅智慧頭腦有關係嘅嘢嚟。
When Jesus explained it for the disciples, he says that it will be quickly picked up again by birds or by some.
當耶穌當向佢門徒解釋嘅時候，就話如果撒咗路旁咧，啲種子好快就會被飛鳥咧啄咗去啦。
Who are picking up? Who are picking away the words of God from our lives?
究竟乜嘢將神嘅話語從我哋生命裏面攞走咗咧？
I think it's our enemy, the devil himself.
就係魔鬼啊！我哋嘅敵人。
I think if some want to take away the word of God from our lives, it's really our enemy.
啊！任何嘢佢想將神嘅話語從我哋生命裏面攞走咧，就係我嘅敵人嚟。
It says that there are no soil at all where the seed can grow in.
啊！話咧嗰度係。路旁係冇泥土，可以俾種子生長嘅。
So the growing conditions are very poor.
個成長嗰個環境咧係非常之差嘅。
Perhaps we have questions. That's okay.
或者我哋有問題，有問題係可以嘅。
But where do we go with our questions?
但係當你有問題嘅時候，你去邊度揾答案咧
？Do we go to God with them? Do we go to our Christian brothers and sisters with them?
我哋係咪去神面前？我哋係咪去我弟兄姊妹身邊咧？
Are there groups in the church we can come with our difficult questions?
我哋喺教會裏面係咪有小組有團體，我哋可以將我哋啲好難嘅問題帶去裏面咧
？I think especially in Christian small groups we can deal with these questions in a good manner.
啊，我覺得咧喺教會啲小組裏面咧，我哋能夠好好咁樣去對待呢啲問題，好好咁去處理呢啲問題。
But if we seek answer to all these difficult questions everywhere outside church,We will have problems.
但係，假如我哋唔喺教會裏面，而喺教會外面，嘗試為呢啲問題揾答案咧，咁我哋就會有麻煩啦。
Then the enemy will take away the word of God from us.
咁樣咧，我哋嘅仇敵就會咧喺我哋生命裏面將神嘅話語攞走。
Because if we don't have the dimension of the Holy Spirit in our questions and in our answers, we will go astray. We will not find the way.
因為咧，假如咧喺我哋嗰個問題裏面，喺我啲問題嘅答案裏面，假如冇聖靈嘅參與嘅話咧，咁咧我哋咧就會誤入歧途。
Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will get lost.
如果冇聖靈嘅引導，我哋就會迷失。
In Norway, sometimes it's the newspaper take up big spiritual questions and answer it in a kind of not spiritual way.
喺挪威咧，好多時咧，有時報紙咧會將一啲好大嘅屬靈問題咧提出嚟，但係咧通常俾嘅答案咧就唔係咁屬靈嘅。
And of course, if the writer, if the journalist have no clue what is it about the Holy Spirit or God, well, you can have any kind of answer.
因為當呢啲傳媒人佢哋係冇神嘅話語、冇聖靈嘅引導嘅時候，你都可以有任何嘅答案。
But to really understand and really answer the big questions in life and in the Bible, you have to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
如果我哋要真正去答一啲生命裏面呢啲咁大嘅問題嘅時候咧，我哋係需要聖靈嘅指引、聖靈嘅帶領。
So what was sowed by the way, by our path, and picked up, that was picked up by our enemy.
在路旁的被奪走的是被我們仇敵拿走了。
The second place who is described here is on rocky ground.
第二個地方就是一些有石頭的地方。
On rocky ground there are not much soil, perhaps a little but not much.
那些地方有少少泥土，只是少少而已，不是很多。
So it's no place for the roots to get deep down.
所以呢，沒有地方給根呢生得深啲。
And when roots can't get deep down, it is spread overall.
如果當啲根唔能夠向下深向深生嘅時候咧，佢就唯有向周圍周邊去生啦。
So just under the surface.
只喺表面下邊。
And when the roots are just on the surface, it needs water all the time.
如果啲根係咁近表面嘅時候咧，佢所有時間都不斷需要水分。
Around my house in Norway, I have a lawn.
喺阿魏牧師挪威屋企咧，佢哋有個草坪。
A small lawn, but a gardener has told me you don't spread out water all the time, because if you do that, the roots are used to go up and seek the water every day. Let the lawn be used to dig deep.
個啲園藝嘅人咧就教牧師咧，你唔可以成日都灑水噶，因為當你成日都灑水嘅時候咧，啲根咧就會走上嚟嘗試攞水嚇。你應該咧就俾機會等啲根咧可以深得深啲。
It's like a life who is searching all the time for peace in God, but can't find it.
就好似我哋生命咧，我哋不停咁樣咧，嘗試喺神裏面咧揾喜樂，但係咧我哋揾唔到。
I know a number of people who is searching spiritual life all the time and can't really find peace and settle down.
佢認識有啲人咧係不停咁樣去尋找一啲靈命上面嘅成長，但係咧揾平安，但係咧唔能夠揾到平安。
I think that's the kind of rocky ground. The roots can't find deep soil to grow into.
嗱，依啲咧就係啲石地啦嚇。他們的根不能夠找到一些很深的地方 去扎根下去。
A big tree who have just these kind of roots will fall over when the typhoon is coming.
當有一棵樹是有些根是這麼淺的時候，一棵大樹呢，當颱風來的時候呢，就會倒了。
So when problems come into life, they can't stand against it.
所以當他們生命裡面遇到困難的時候呢，他就不能夠撐下去了。
It's a kind of spiritual maturity. It's a kind of very light-weighted Christian life.
一個屬靈生命成長的生命呢，就是一個好的基督徒生命。
It can seem very positive outside, but inside, deep, there are no root who goes deep down.
外面看來可能沒什麼問題的，但是呢，他的根呢不能夠生長向下深下去。
The third image here is the bushes of thorns.
第三個景象就係荊棘叢。
I think here the Bible tells us about all our worries in life.
荊棘，聖經講緊嘅係我哋喺生命裏面所有嘅擔憂。
Yes, soil, but problematic soil, bad soil.
係有泥土，但係都係有問題嘅泥土嚟。
Enough soil, but perhaps poisoned soil.
有足夠的泥土係，但係咧，呢啲泥土可能有毒嘅。
Because a soil can be poisoned.
泥土可以有毒。
Destroyed and no has no really power to grow into and be and bear fruit.
呢啲泥土咧唔會賦予植物能力咧去生長去結果。
In my garden too, in my garden some years ago, I had thorn bushes all around.
以前啊，魏牧師屋企個花園咧，係佢話好多荊棘叢喎。
I could cut them down, but they grew up very fast again.
佢可以將佢哋剪除，但係咧好快咧，佢哋又生翻出嚟。
And I tried to do it every year, cut them down, but they grew up very fast.
佢嘗試咧每一年都剪走佢哋，但係咧好快佢哋又生翻出嚟啦。
So I realized to get really rid of them, I had to come with a big machine because the rooted were so deep and why that had to be rushed up with a great power.
佢最終發覺咧，原來咧佢要最終完全咁剷除佢哋咧，佢用一部好大嘅機器將泥土咧攪起曬，因為咧原來啲荊棘咧。
And before really removing them, I couldn't grow anything else.
直到咧佢將佢完全除去之前咧，佢其實乜嘢都種唔到。
So what are choking our Christians' life today?
究竟乜嘢窒息咗我哋基督徒嘅生命咧
？So we don't bear fruit for the Lord.
我哋冇為主結果。
I think this is our life today's big challenge.It will be choked by something if we not paying attention.
因為喺現代生活裏面，假如我哋唔小心，我哋唔留神嘅話咧， 好容易我哋就會俾一啲事物咧，去特色咗我哋嘅基督徒生命。
Almost everybody today seek to be rich in some way。
今日幾乎所有人咧都希望咧，佢哋能夠係富有嘅喺某一個層面上面。
Of course, we need some money to live in our world。
當然啦，我哋係要啲錢去先生活到嘅嚇。
But to becoming really rich, that can become a real challenge for us spiritually meant。
但假如佢真係成日都期待係非常之富貴嘅話咧，咁呢個咧就成為我哋生命裏邊一個難阻啦。
And for those who are rich, it's no sin at all. It's no sin to be rich.
但係對嗰啲富有嘅人嚟講咧，其實富有咧並唔係犯罪。
But you are taking up on you a huge challenge how to deal with the wealth.
但係咧，你為自己帶嚟一個好大嘅挑戰，就係點樣好好咁處理你嘅財富。
And Jesus himself spoke about those rich people who has really challenged how to deal with their wealthness.
主耶穌都曾經講過啲富有嘅人，佢哋點樣係即係面對點樣處理個財富嘅挑戰。
If you are not sharing with others what you have got, then the wealthness will become a curse for everybody.
假如你唔將你財富同其他人分享嘅話，這個財富就成為你一個咒詛。
So chasing for all these things, the Bible says, and richness can become a real problem for us.
聖經講就話，當我哋去追逐財富，或者追逐一啲生命裏面其他嘢嘅時候咧，咁呢個咧就成為咗我哋生命裏面一個好大嘅挑戰。
The thorn bushes in our lives.
就成為咗我哋生命裏面嘅荊棘。
And those who come close to us, if we grow thorn bushes, we'll rip them up, hurt them. Because thorn bushes are hurting if you come close to a thorn, and you will be blessed in some way.
荆棘
I bless you.
有刺的，所以當你嘗試去扯走的時候，可以受傷的。
So to get rid of the thorn bushes,We have a really big job to do.
所以我哋要除去荆棘咧，其實一個好大嘅工作嚟嘅。
You have to come to Jesus with that problem too.
你同樣都係要去到主耶穌面前，帶主嘅問題去到主耶穌面前。
The worship group led us in worship songs to come to Him, be redeemed, and get a new life.
頭先敬拜都帶領我哋唱到咧，就係話我哋咧去到神面前被救贖。帶一個新嘅生命。
Then what about the good soil?
咁好土又係咩咧
？Yes, the Bible tells us about how it is about the good soil.
聖經話俾我聽，好土係乜嘢
？I think our roots, that means God's words, need deep, good soil in our lives.
神嘅話語需要喺我哋生命裏面一啲又深又好嘅泥土。
There are no soil. We have to find a way to get good soil in our lives to prepare it for the word of God.
所以我哋要喺我哋啲生命里面寻找一啲又深又好嘅泥土，预备去承载神嘅话语。
And in a good soil, we found all these kind of organisms and all it need to grow something.
在这些好泥土里面我们 有一些植物需要好好成长所需要的一切。
So, Colossians again, the,
哥罗西书
the meaning of life is to be rooted and built up in Him.
生命的意义就是在于我们在它里面扎根，在它里面去成长。
I think sometimes we need to sit down.And be aware of these kind of problems in our lives.
喂，牧師覺得有陣時我哋真係需要靜低落嚟，等自己咧去察覺一啲困擾住我哋生命嘅問題。
And sometimes we don't see it us by ourselves. We need others to help us, to pray for us, and to speak with to discover these problems.
有陣時咧，我哋睇唔到呢啲問題嘅自己啊，我哋需要其他身邊嘅弟兄姊妹去幫我哋睇到。幫我哋傾談嘅時候，幫我哋發現呢啲問題。
If the word of God don't give fruit in our life, It's not the problem of the word of God, but it's something with us we have to see to.
假如神的话语不能够在我们的生命里面结果的话，问题并不是在于神的话语，而是在于我们自己。
In three of the Gospels in the New Testament, we have a bit different explanation of what is the good soil.
在三卷福音书里面呢，就主的好土的解释呢，是有少少不同的。
So Jesus explained for his disciples what is the good soil.
主耶稣为他门徒解释什么是好土。
In Matthew, he says, those who hears and understand as a good soil. This is a good soil.
在马太福音里面提到就是说，那些听了而能够明白的神话语的就是好土了。
So we have to, in a way, always hear the word of God, be exposed to the word of God, and in a way understand it. We don't need to understand all, but we have to really get a clue of it.
所以我们要尽量将自己在神的话语里面，听多些神的话语，我们要去尝试明白它。雖然可能我哋唔能夠明白全部，但我哋要咧，即係至少都要有啲底韻，有啲嘢要明白到。
In Mark, Jesus says you have to hear and accept the word of God.
喺馬可福音就提到你要聽同埋接受神嘅話語。
That means open your heart for the word of God.
意思就係話我哋要打開我哋心去接納神嘅話語。
And for me, This is the movement from head to heart.
对韦牧师来讲，这就是由头转来心的改变。
At least for a Norwegian, he knows what it means to just keep it in your head or move it into your heart. So it engaged your mind and your feelings and your whole body.
对挪威人来讲，我们明白呢，就是说由头落到心的意思，因为呢，除了你的头脑之外，你仲牵涉埋你嘅感情，牵涉埋你嘅感觉。
And Luke, he explained it this way: those who hears and retain it in perseverance, cling to it in on the long term.
路加就咁解释嘅，听咗之后咧，坚持去继续抓住神嘅话语。
So this kind of things is a describes a good soil.
呢啲咁嘅嘢就係解釋咗咩係好土啦。
And when it comes to this, God has promised us to really not give us up anyway.
神許諾過我哋，提醒過我哋，我哋唔好放棄。佢唔會放棄我哋。
Yep. It's a passage in the Old Testament to describe it very well. Listen to this. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish.
Could you repeat?
Yeah. As the rain and snow comes down from heaven,
当雨和雪落到地面
and not return to it without watering the earth,
not return to
to heaven before it have water and make the earth humid.
我哋唔好翻去，直到嗰啲嘢能够将个泥土系湿润咗。
So is my word that goes out from my mouth.It will not return to me empty.
同樣就好似神嘅話語，當我話語出咗嚟嘅時候，佢唔會咧空手而回嘅。
But will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which it is sent.
但係會達成我想所達成嘅嘢，達成我嘅目的。
So God has given us a promise, really strong promise.
神俾咗我哋一個好強、好強嘅應許。
The word of God will never return to him empty.
神的话语出来之后不会空手而回。
Without no result, no. it will always return to him with result, with a harvest, with good growth.
神嘅话语永远都会回到神嘅时候咧，系会带你系带住结果翻去，带住收获翻去嘅。
So the problem is never on God's side.
所以问题从来都唔系喺神嗰边。
He will keep his promise.
佢会持守佢嘅承诺。
If we are hearing,
假如我哋听嘅话。
If we are accepting,
假如我哋接受嘅话。
If we are keeping it,
假如我哋保守喺心里面嘅话。
If we try to understand it,
假如我哋尝试明白嘅话。
God will provide the wonder.
神会喺呢度施展佢嘅神迹。
A new life.And a good harvest.
一个新的生命，一个好的收获。
Amen.
阿门。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, thank you because you have all power.
主耶稣，感谢你，因为你有所有的能力。
We are coming to you with our lives.
我们来到你面前，带着我们的生命。
And we know that you have all that we need.
我们知道你有我们一切所需。
All that we need for the life here and for eternity.
所有我们现今在世的生命和将来永生所需的一切。
Help us to prepare ourselves for your word every day.
帮助我们每一天都能够预备自己去接受你的话语。
Help us to get rid of the thorn bushes.
帮助我们将生命里面的荆棘去剪除。
These things in our lives who want to choke our spiritual life.
那些在我们生命里面会窒息我们属灵生命的东西。
Help us to open our heart for you, our ears for you, our life for you.
帮助我们打开我们的心，帮助我们打开我们的耳朵去接受你。
So you can sow your seed, your word deep in our heart.It find deep good soul to grow into.
让你能够将你的种子深深地撒在我们心里面，在当中找到一些深的泥土去让它成长。
And thank you for your promises.
感谢你的应许。
That your word will grow up and give fruit in our lives before it returns to you.
你的应许就是你的说话，你的话语会在我们生命里面去成长。直至咧，佢再一次帶住成果去到你面前。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶穌嘅名。
阿門。